Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top news from around the world ahead of today's trading session. While Monday's session brought volatility along with it, Tuesday was a one-way drop for the Nifty and the market overall, as every crucial level was violated and every small bounce intraday was sold into. Within a month of making a record high of 26,277, the Nifty 50 has already corrected nearly 7% from those levels, which is a fall of nearly 2,000 points in absolute terms. In fact, the Nifty made an intraday low of 24,445 and closed just 30 points above that. A close below another important level of 24,500 will also not please the bulls. ICICI Bank was the only index constituent that ended with some sort of gains. Earning reactions were extreme on Monday and on Tuesday as well. Most of the earnings misses were punished anywhere between 8% to 10%. Supreme Industries down 9%, Jana Small Finance Bank down 9% were some examples. Only City Union Bank stood out amidst this carnage, ending 12% higher on a day when most broader markets found themselves on the wrong side of the fence. The two-day fall has led to a cumulative erosion of 13.7 lakh crore rupees worth of investor wealth. The small cap index, which has been resilient amidst the mid-cap fall, declined 4% in a single session on Tuesday. Barring Dr. Lal PathLabs, every single stock on the small cap index ended lower. Now, today is the day of the Nifty Bank weekly expiry. Also, stocks like Bajaj Finance, Ambir Enterprises, Canfin Homes, ICICI Prudential, M&M Finance, Max Financial Services, Persistent Systems, Coforge, Zomato, among others, will react to their quarterly results. Wednesday's session will also see companies like Hindustan Unilever, Bajaj Finserv, Birlasoft, Craftsman Automation, Godrej Properties, IIFL Finance, Karnataka Bank, Dr. Lal PathLabs, Metro Brands, Sona BLW, TVS Motor, VIP Industries, Syngene, SBI Life Insurance, United Spirits, Piramal Pharma and Sagar Cement, among others, to report their results today. Meanwhile, the GIFT Nifty was trading flat versus Nifty Futures Tuesday close, indicating a muted to positive start for the Indian market today. In terms of global cues, Asian shares struggled for direction in early trade, reflecting subdued risk appetite as traders mulled the prospect of less aggressive Federal Reserve interest rate cuts. Stocks moved between losses and gains in Japan and South Korea, while those in Australia were modestly higher. Futures pointed to gains in Hong Kong. US contracts were flat after the S&P 500 closed little change. Treasury 10-year yields hovered near 4.2% after topping that level for the first time since July. The lackluster performance of equities comes as investors have pared back bets on rapid policy easing as the US economy remains robust and concerns rise about wider fiscal deficits after the presidential election. Since the end of last week, traders have trimmed the extent of expected Fed cuts through September 2025 by more than 10 basis points. The US stock market, meanwhile, has rallied this year thanks to a resilient economy, strong corporate profits, and speculation about artificial intelligence breakthroughs, sending the S&P 500 over 20%. Yet, risks keep surfacing, from a tight US election to war in the Middle East and uncertainty around the trajectory of Fed easing. Overnight in the US, the S&P 500 and Dow Jones ended Tuesday marginally lower, both posting a second straight day of losses. The S&P 500 ended the session lower by 0.05%, and it was the broad markets index first back-to-back loss since early September. The 30-day stock Dow slid 0.02%, but the Nasdaq Composite rose 0.18%. In commodities, oil fell as the U.S. industry group signaled a rise in nationwide crude inventories, and the Biden administration renewed efforts to secure a ceasefire in the Middle East. Gold was little changed after climbing to a fresh record. Elsewhere, option traders are increasing bets that Bitcoin will reach $80,000 by the end of November, no matter who wins the US election. In corporate news, Texas Instruments gave a downbeat outlook for the current period, even after topping estimates. Starbucks pulled guidance for 2025 after sales plunged for a third consecutive quarter. McDonald's slumped as its quarter pounders were linked to an E. coli outbreak in the western part of US. In news back home, Bajaj Finance clocked healthy growth, but rising credit costs dent ROA. Hyundai Motor India shares dropped 7% on trading debut. Management says that it is hot on India right now. Ambuja Cement is to buy Orient Cement in third Adani Group cement deal in 10 months. Meanwhile, Allianz is looking to end Bajaj Insurance Alliance after 23 years. Zomato also reported a results, profit surged, and the food delivery to quick commerce player resigned 500 crore rupees of fundraise. Also, government sources have said that there could be a cut in gas allocation to normalize profits of city gas distributors. Meanwhile, 150 bomb hoaxes in 19 days have put airlines in panic mode. CCPA has issued notices to 11 e-commerce players on violations. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has called his meet with Putin excellent, whereas an interaction with Xi Jinping is likely today. Lastly, India's GDP growth is expected to moderate to under 7% in the next 5 years, IMF has said. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.